There are some interesting elements in this story. One of the first one that stands out is actually where Mary is. Because Mary has assumed the position of a disciple listening to the master. And for a woman to assume that position in Jesus' time, a little unusual. But it speaks to us of the relationship that Jesus had with the world around him. You've heard me say it here before. Jesus constantly tells us by what he does and says and how he lives out his life, how he wants us to follow him, how he wants us to behave, how he wants us to interact with our world. And so, first of all, Mary assumed that position at his feet, the position of a disciple listening to the master, and Jesus allowed it. Jesus welcomed it. He says, here is where you should be. And then the conversation that Martha had with Jesus, that was unheard of. A woman would never come to the master and say, you know what? I'm not happy with you because you're letting her do that. You need to tell her to shape up and behave. Women didn't do that in Jesus' time, not to the master. They just did it. And here again, this relationship that Martha had with Jesus. You know, Jesus, I'm a little grumpy here. I'm doing all the work and Mary's just hanging out. Tell her to shape up. I can imagine the gentleness in Jesus' voice when he's talking to Martha. Martha, I understand that you are busy about many things and that you stand in the tradition of your race. The Jewish people were all about hospitality. We hear about that in the first reading. These three random guys show up, and boy, does he have a party for them. Well, it turns out that those three men were angels. Maybe you should think about that next time somebody comes by and wants, you know, to hang out with you. You never know. We are called always to listen to Jesus, to listen to the message. No matter how busy our world is, we are called to find some time to stop and hear what Jesus is saying to us in his message. I'll say it again and again and again. Love God, neighbor, self. That was the message. How do we get there? We get there by listening to the master. We get there by watching how he behaves, watching how he interacts with the world around him. Did he ever turn his back on anyone? Even the scribes and the Pharisees and the Sadducees, he interacted with them. He never said, I'm not going to talk to you. I'm not going to engage you. He never rejected anyone. Even Judas at the Last Supper, even Judas, when he was washing the feet of the disciples, if you read John's gospel very carefully, Judas was still there. And so at some point in time, Jesus washed Judas's feet. They both knew what was about to happen. And in my world, in my belief system, Jesus is forgiving Judas. I'll own that. It's not in Scripture. It's not in doctrine. But in my world, that's Jesus showing us what you can do when you are troubled and you find it hard to forgive someone. Watch what Jesus does. Watch how he interacts. Listen to him. Even when he was chewing the scribes and Pharisees out, you brood of vipers. He did so with the idea that he wanted them to hear and learn and change. Follow me. Listen to me. Watch me. And that's what we're called today in our own lives to do. Listen. Read the scripture. Interact with it. What would I do if I were there? If I was sitting there and Jesus was multiplying the loaves and fishes, what would I do? How would I react to that? If I saw Jesus stop and touch a leper and say, be healed, your sins are forgiven, don't sin again. How would I respond to that? What would I do with that? Jesus Christ said to the scribes and the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the priests of the temple, I'm not here to destroy the law. I'm here to fulfill it. And this is what it looks like when the law is fulfilled. Reaching out, touching, preaching, challenging, asking us to do more, to go beyond our comfort zone, to reach out and say, I too can do what Jesus asks me to do. I can follow the disciples. This experience here with Martha and Mary, he's been very busy in this chapter. He sent out the 72 and they came back. How do we do it? We get to choose. We get to decide how we're going to interact with Jesus in the scriptures. Do we watch Jesus and love him and want to emulate him? Do we watch Jesus and say, well, that was Jesus. He's the Son of God. He's got a lot going on. I'm not anywhere close to that. Of course we're not. Of course we're not. But he still calls us and challenges us. And that's the important part. What did Martha do with that information? Martha, Mary's chosen the better part. Well, sometimes in my world, Martha says, okay, can I come sit down too and listen? Maybe she did. We don't know the rest of the story. But we can write the end of the story for us. What are we going to do?